Questions 47 through 50. Listen to a guest speaker being introduced to a local business group.
Thank you all for coming out this evening to meet sociologist Ellen Lambert. Ms. Lambert specializes in research on the workplace and recently has been writing about the future of work. This topic should be of special interest since I know many of you are already at the forefront of workplace technology. For example, let's have a show of hands to see how many people here telecommute at least part of the time. I see 8 hands raised. Well, you 8 folks who work at home and communicate with your office via computer represent one of the trends Ms. Lambert has described, that people are becoming less tied to the workplace. One of the important tools for telecommuting is electronic mail or email. Email lets you send and receive messages almost immediately on your computer, but you control when you read them and when you respond to them. This technology allows people to have more control over time than when relying solely on the telephone. Our guest tonight will discuss how these important changes will alter the way we work. But before turning the floor over to Ms. Lambert, I would just like to remind you that she'll be available to answer any individual questions at the reception immediately following this talk.
Number 47. What will the topic of Ellen Lambert's talk be? Number 48. Why does the speaker ask people to raise their hands? Number 49. What does telecommuting involve? Number 50. According to the speaker, what is one effect of electronic mail?